From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a bombing in Somalia. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for an attack on a government complex in Mogadishu. A security ministry spokesman says 18 people were killed and at least 15 wounded in the bombing and assault on the country's higher education ministry building. The United Nations Security Council has approved an arms embargo on the leaders of Yemen's Shiite Houthi rebels. The council is demanding the group withdraw from the capital Sana'a and all other territory it has captured. Meanwhile, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights warns of possible war crimes in Yemen. Lisa Schlein reports.
The World Health Organization reports 736 deaths and 2,719 wounded during the past 3 weeks in Yemen. The UN Human Rights Office estimates nearly half of these deaths and one quarter of the injuries are among civilians. The United Nations reports the war between the Houthis and armed groups affiliated with Yemeni President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi has also displaced more than 120,000 people since Saudi-led airstrikes began on March 26. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. President Barack Obama pledged $205 million in new humanitarian aid to Iraq. Speaking to reporters after a meeting today at the White House with visiting Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, the president made no mention of giving Iraq more military support. Mr. Obama said Tuesday he intends to take communist Cuba off the United States' list of sponsors of terrorism. It's part of Mr. Obama's efforts to normalize relations with Cuba after five decades of hostilities. This is VOA News. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed Israel's grave concern over Russia's decision to sell sophisticated S-300 air defense systems to Iran. In a phone conversation with President Vladimir Putin, Mr. Putin says the missiles are strictly defensive. He lifted a five-year ban on providing the equipment to Iran on Monday. The U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee has approved a bill to subject any final nuclear agreement with Iran to congressional review and a vote approving or rejecting the deal. The vote on the bipartisan compromise was 19-0. The bill now goes to the full Senate and House. The White House indicated President Barack Obama will likely sign the bill. Speaking today in Spain, Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, insisted his government does not want to take over its neighbors.
So our coordination, I think, is consistently...
SpaceX rocket with an unmanned Dragon cargo ship blasted off for the International Space Station on Tuesday. It carried 2,000 kilograms of food, science experiments, equipment, and the first espresso maker bound for orbit. But the company's third attempt to land the first stage booster on an ocean platform failed. SpaceX chief Elon Musk wrote via Twitter that the booster rocket landed on the platform and then tipped over. He wants to reuse the booster rockets rather than discarding them, as is the custom around the world, to reduce the cost of the launches. Foreign ministers of the Group of Seven industrialized nations are meeting in Lübeck, Germany, discussing issues ranging from Ebola to arms control. The meeting is in preparation for a G7 summit planned for June. The meeting host, German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier, said the many crises around the world are likely to persist for some time.
We need to join hands as governments and use the entire toolbox of political and diplomatic cooperation to solve these conflicts and work towards a more peaceful world.
The agenda for this gathering is daunting: Libya, Yemen, Boko Haram, Syria, Ukraine, and the Islamic State group, just to name a few items. Nigeria's president-elect Muhammadu Buhari says he cannot promise that authorities will find the 219 schoolgirls kidnapped a year ago by Boko Haram militants in the northeastern village of Chibok. He made the comments as the country marked the one-year anniversary of the mass abduction. Amnesty International says militants have abducted at least 2,000 women in Nigeria since the start of 2014 and have forced many of them into sexual slavery and armed combat. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.